Thank you, Mr. Chair. PG23 thanks the panelists for the cross-cutting and insightful remarks. Among others, I found very inspiring the point on language, I have to say. Approaching the future of international development cooperation is not possible without identifying which kind of development we mean to cooperate for. There is not only one way, as we know, to development, and not all development patterns lead to the same outcomes and are equally impactful on people and communities, positively or negatively. As the expert mechanism is showing in its thematic studies, and we are reiterating during these sessions discussions, the right to development perspective is a crucial asset to ensure that the most genuine and legitimate development processes are put in place. Such perspective needs to be pursued, especially through the constant search for inclusive, bottom-up and meaningful participation in the World Development Initiative's life cycle, and by replacing charity-based cooperation models with justice and solidarity-based approaches aimed at enhancing people-centered co-development processes. As underlined in the draft thematic study on international development cooperation, development outcomes and the processes to achieve them are equally important. How is important as much as what. The moral and legal duty to international cooperation, as well as the ODA historical commitments, even if so shamefully too often disregarded, should be devoted to effectively and coherently promoting and enhancing an enabling environment to ensure such endogenous, inclusive and locally owned development processes. This requires the transformational and holistic approach that has been raised by different panelists to transform and reverse the current prevailing profit-driven economic models based on endless growth, unsustainable production and consumption patterns, and make corporations accountable for their impact on human rights and environment. In this context, in our view, the key challenge to the future of international cooperation is to be a driver of emancipation from the structural obstacles to development, the chains of colonialism, discrimination, economic extractivism, the growth paradigm that we have recalled this morning, unfair power asymmetries, and the resulting inequities in the global governance, economic, financial, and trade domains. Among those structural obstacles, we underline how the unequal balance of power and representation and decision-making mechanisms, also in development cooperation governance architecture, prevent development cooperation to be the driver of systemic change and the equalizing force it should be. Therefore, we think that the UN-based Framework Convention on International Development Cooperation would be a positive contribution to democratize and make that architecture more equitable and to hold governments accountable on the commitment related to development cooperation, quality and quantity. For example, I have to say by avoiding the consider as development assistance, the expenses for external borders control or refugees assistance at domestic level, among others. And finally, we want also to underline the centrality in this discussion of the effectiveness-based approach to development cooperation presented by Professor Canade in this thematic study, whose implementation is still limited by gaps and failures that should be urgently overcome, but that will probably deepen in a further discussion. Thank you so much.